Joining us now, a member of the House Tea Party Caucus, which has been uncompromising in its approach to the debt ceiling, Congressman Alan West, freshman Republican from South Florida. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Robert, but uncompromising, that kind
staunch.
Of makes
I'll
me
say
sound
staunch.
Like an intransigent kind of fellow.
No, I was saying staunch is how I meant it.
Oh, okay. Staunch sounds much more academic.
The word this week from the Fed, from Wall Street banks, from hundreds of CEOs is don't risk a default. Is your position we'll go ahead and risk it if we don't get what we want on spending?
Well, this is the thing. I could very easily sit up and say, sure, let's raise the debt ceiling. And then what happens as far as our long-term spending problem that we have here in Washington, D.C., and our long-term economic situation? Anyone that is reasonable will say that we need to contend with the spending issue that we have in Washington, D.C. Anyone that is reasonable will say that we need to look at how we can put into law capping federal government spending as per the GDP, and as well as bringing forth a balanced budget amendment.
But which is worse in your view, to not have a budget agreement, a spending cut agreement, and to raise the debt ceiling, or to not raise the debt ceiling?
I think the thing would be for us to just raise the debt ceiling without dealing with a long-term solution.
I want to ask you about something you tweeted yesterday. You said the president is threatening seniors won't get their Medicare checks. That means in August. The government, you wrote, will still have revenues coming in, and Geithner needs to prioritize.
That's right.
You're saying that even if the debt ceiling isn't raised, that Secretary Geithner can pay seniors their Medicare, pay Social Security, Medicaid, the interest on the debt, and there's enough money to do all that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm just looking at a chart that was sent out from the U.S. Treasury as well as Goldman Sachs that alludes to that point, that there is revenue that will be there, about $250 billion, that will allow us to prioritize and take care of that debt interest payment, take care of our seniors, and take care of our military as well.
But actually, the Bipartisan Policy Center did a day-by-day analysis of income and obligations, and they concluded that if you paid the entitlements and the interest, you would not actually have enough money right there for military active duty pay, veterans programs, federal salaries, benefits, food nutrition programs, and several other cabinet departments, that you can choose
Okay, you just threw in several other cabinet departments. Maybe those aren't essential functions that we need to prioritize.
The Justice
and
Department?
And as I said, I'm looking at this chart that starts at the 1st of August, goes to the 29th of August, and this chart shows very well that when you look at the receipts line, that those priorities, such as Medicare, Social Security, interest, and essential defense, fall under that revenue line.
I want to ask you about something that Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, said yesterday. He said our problem, meaning the Republicans' problem, is we made a big deal about this, meaning the debt ceiling, for 3 months. How many Republicans have been on TV saying, I'm not going to raise the debt limit? He included himself in that group. And he said, we shouldn't have said that if we didn't mean it. We've got nobody to blame but ourselves. His view is your party now has to climb down from threatening something that's catastrophic. You say it isn't catastrophic.
Well, I don't believe it's going to be catastrophic. I believe that from what I've seen right now is that we can take some of those essential functions. But then once again, when I showed up here on the 5th of January, I knew that we had a debt problem. And I knew that there was something that we would have to contend with. Now, I think one of the problems that I've seen coming out of the military to Washington, D.C., is that people continue to act in a crisis action mode and not more so in a deliberative planning mode and start to tackle some of these issues before you get down to the, do-or-die aspect of it.
Congressman Alan West, a freshman from South Florida, Republican, member of the Tea Party Caucus, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.